All right, today you and I are going to be reacting to a story that's been going very viral on the internet of what I believe to be a Trump-supporting family, a family that was like huge Trump supporters. They had Trump flags out before the election, all this stuff. And then recently, somebody in the family was detained by ICE and is still being held by ICE with all these question marks. And the family is still supporting Trump through this. It's insanity. Now, the reason I kind of make it that broad is I actually haven't watched this video kind of breaking down the story yet. I want to react with you. I've just read a headline. So we're going to react to it together for the first time, talk about it. It should be a good time. Before we get into that, though, once again, my name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Ockler on the Adam Ockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. And once again, on this channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against Republican media, MAGA media, a lot of what lost us the 2024 election. So if you want to be a part of this growing community where we're trying to uplift Gen Z voices going into 26, 2028, and beyond, all you have to do is click subscribe down below. All right, before we get into this story, though, very quickly, one thing that people are not talking about is this new big, beautiful bill that is now passed and is going to be signed into law. Obviously, it explodes the deficit between $3 and $5 trillion, adds a bunch of money to the debt, takes millions of people off their health insurance by cutting Medicaid and adding these work requirements that aren't going to cause any, you know, more people to go to work. It's just going to take hardworking people off Medicaid, which if you've read about states that have tried to implement these work requirements, you know, pretty much people who are working get kicked off because they, you know, don't know that they have to submit information to the federal government. There's red tape issues, all this BS, right? So it's taking people off of Medicaid. It's making room for these huge tax breaks for really the wealthiest people in America and Republican donors. It guts environmental regulations. It cuts SNAP benefits, food benefits, all these terrible things, obviously, and you've heard about it. But the other thing it's doing is funneling a ton of money to ICE. How Trump's bill will supercharge mass deportations by funneling $170 billion to ICE. Thousands of new immigration enforcement officers, tens of thousands of new detention beds, new fees on asylum applications, and new construction on the border wall. Donald Trump's sweeping spending bill would vastly expand the federal government's immigration enforcement machinery. And if passed by the House, which as I make this video, it has been passed by the House, so it's going to Donald Trump's desk, supercharge the president's plan to carry out what he has vowed will be the largest deportation campaign in U.S. history. And think about this for a second. The measure would authorize a level of immigration enforcement spending that analysts and advocates say is without precedent. Trump's so-called, quote, big, beautiful bill dedicates $170 billion for immigration and border-related operations, a staggering sum that would make U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, the most heavily funded law enforcement agency in the federal government, which not a lot of people are talking about, and is very scary. Again, when we have protests like the No Kings protests, a lot of this relating to unjust deportations, Donald Trump ignoring the judicial branch and ICE as a whole, coming into these communities, coming into California, and these horrible videos we're getting of just breaking up communities, arresting hardworking people. Most of these people haven't committed any crimes, right? And some of them have been in the country for decades. And it's very clear now with this bill that we're going to see an expansion of this. So it's important to continue to talk about it, yell from the rooftop so people are aware. And the critics warn that it will unleash this funding, will unleash more raids, disrupt the economy, and severely restrict access to humanitarian protections like asylum. Quote, we've already seen aggressive, indiscriminate immigration enforcement across this country and protests in reaction to how horribly it's been carried out. Similar to what I just said, said Daniel Costa, Director of Immigration Law and Policy Research at the Liberal Economic Policy Institute. And we're going to see such a massive increase that most people can't even begin to wrap their head around it. Really, really, really scary stuff. So I did want to tune everybody into that. So we're talking about it. I know that all of this, like all the bad news, is so much lately. So in all that, please, 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 I know it's kind of a shift, but make sure you're taking care of yourself. It's always okay to take just a few days off looking at the news if you can. I'm proud of you. I love you. We're going to keep fighting one day at a time. We are going to get through this time in American history, I promise. Now, coming back to this story, we're going to react to this together. Again, a family that had somebody deported by ICE and still supports Trump afterwards. Let's take a listen. I haven't heard this video yet, so first time for me as well.
Those Trump flags staying up tonight.
Yeah, those flags staying up. This family still supports Donald Trump despite their mom being detained. The final moments home for an Iranian woman detained by immigration agents.
Thank you.
A mother Monday going inside to say bye to her four kids.
She came and kissed the kids and she just, that was it. That's the last time I saw her.
a proud President Trump supporting family in Diamond Bar.
Election time was here. I had a full 3-4 flags out.
Even while their mom faces immigration questions.
Has your opinion changed on this?
That's a good question. Somewhat it has. Just because I'm going through it. I was very selfish before. Well, what I see right now is, okay, there's a reason for it.
Arthur Sahakian's wife, Arpaneh, was born in Iran and moved to the United States when she was 3 as a refugee.
She cashed a check, I believe. It was less than $200, and this is all where it started.
Then, about 15 years ago, her green card was revoked over a conviction related to theft.
It's all misdemeanor stuff.
Arthur says they've been going through the legal process towards regaining citizenship with check-ins every 6 months or so.
She just went in April, and they...
Okay, I'm sorry. This is like exactly, I don't know. I feel, and you can let me know how you feel in the comments, because I know there's a lot of debate about how people feel about people who have voted for Trump and now regret it, or vote for Trump and have outcomes like this. But again, this is a story we hear so similar to so many people where it's like, he says, well, I was so selfish before, now I'm going through it. And he's able to very clearly articulate, like, I'm sure this individual who moved from Iran as a refugee and there's some like really minor theft thing for 15 years, you're like, who cares? But again, when you're talking, when that family might hear that, father might hear that on the news, you'd be like, oh, well, they have a criminal record. They shouldn't have stolen. Maybe their green card wouldn't have been revoked, right? But now he's going through it. He sees the nuance. But what's crazy is that he's like, has your opinion changed? He like clearly kind of avoided the question. I mean, he still has the Trump flag up. Oh my God. No, you cannot still be a voter after this or a supporter.
I said, okay, you're fine. You know, have a good day. We'll see you back in September or October.
Then last week, the United States bombed 3 nuclear sites in Iran, increasing tensions and concerns of Iranian sleeper cells retaliating in the U.S.
I'm very for of them seeing the Iranian nationals because of the sleeper cells. I understand that.
Federal sources tell Fox News that more than 130 Iranian nationals were detained in the U.S. this last week.
I think it will resolve a lot of issues because we'll know exactly who's in here for what reasons. Even though I miss her dearly, but I think we could do a better job.
Oh my God. Is his son crying? Was that his son crying? No. Oh, no, man. No. Just because she's in her... Now I understand the context. The Iranian nationals and all these fears. Like, that's still not a valid reason for you to just be detained by enforcement, by officers, and ask questions. Do you have any evidence of this? Probably not. And again, this is, like, still kind of plays on this, all these other... this, regardless of if it's Iran or just... and what happened with our foreign policy or anything else going on, like... Again, we see people be deported, even if it doesn't have to do with like direct national security concerns relating to something like Iran and what we're doing there, but national security concerns relating to whatever else, and them just deporting people without due process. A 2-year-old U.S. citizen who a Trump-appointed judge said was deported without meaningful due process because the federal government just ignored the judicial branch. Like, it all relates to like, wow, I would be very terrified right now. This would not be a moment where I'm like, oh, I still support the president.
You catch someone, you see they're international, and do a background real quick and see if they have ties to the, you know, the community and ties to families over here, and let them go.
What do you think's going to happen?
I'm on the list to be going to a different facility.
Arpaneh speaking with us on the phone, uncertain about her future. Any regrets with your vote?
None. Still supporting him.
While her family continues showing support for President Trump, hoping their mom comes home soon.
Trump is not trying to do anything bad. We understand what he's doing, and he wants the best for the country.
No. That last part, detained, going to a different facility, still being held. Again, this is not like she was detained and asked questions. She was detained. She is still being held, being transferred to another facility. I really wish well for that family, genuinely, and the mother. I don't, you know, wish ill on anybody. Stunning that we're still supporting Trump. That family is still supporting Trump after this. And you're seeing some of the problems, the nuance, because she has some theft thing from 15 years ago. That's crazy. That's insane. Listen, you can let me know more of what you think of all of that in the comments down below. I appreciate you watching this video. Truly, 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 it means the world. You guys are the best. Showing so much support. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Ockler on the Adam Ockler channel. If you enjoyed this video, leave a like, subscribe, and a link to my YouTube channel, Chris D. Mowry, will be in the description down below. It would mean a lot if you went there as well and subscribed. You guys are the best. I hope you have a safe rest of your weekend, and I will see you in the next video.